could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Ever been walking down the street or somewhere around campus or in a movie theater, maybe even a grocery store, perhaps the student center or in a classroom, and you find a penny and it's tails up and you would really love to take it, but you're afraid that you will get bad luck because it is not, in fact, heads up? Anytime that happens to you, you should turn the penny heads up so that someone else can find it and enjoy their newfound luck. Because after all, spreading joy to someone else makes us happier inside. It's scientifically proven. From your luck-spreading DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It occurs between 9 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. And we have a very special guest this morning I'm very excited to introduce to you. So everybody welcome, Harry.
Good morning. How's it going, guys? I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this episode today. We've got a lot of good stuff lined up for you. First, we're going to start off by playing a song, and then we'll come right back. We've got a few, I've got a few questions for Harry. It's going to be a good time. You're going to learn a lot about him.
Hopefully.
So, be prepared for that. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get going. Thank you.
be some free time. No, if we don't know better, if we don't know better, well, then my parents' parents know better, better. No, but they try.
What's up, guys? You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. This is Wild Goose Chase. You just heard Fire Trail by Trepid. You just heard Trepid by Fire Trail. Sorry, I don't know why I said that backwards. Yeah, I really like that song. And then the first song up was Seed of a Seed by Haley Hendricks. Two tracks that have come out recently that I really enjoy. I'm glad I was able to play them for you guys. We have a special guest star today. We have Harry here.
Hey.
So I have a couple questions for Harry that I figure everybody's been wondering about. So I thought I'd ask some stuff of Harry. So did you watch the debate last night, Harry?
I watched parts of it. I was in and out.
It was, did you like it?
It was not, okay, I was working in my room. This mic, hold on, I'm gonna move over here. I was working in my room. It was on in the living room. And so I would catch like 5 minutes here or there, and it was kind of what I expected it to be. It was, you know, they were each doing their thing. So it was nice.
It was a good debate, a good debate. It was very enjoyable. We'll move on to my next question. Harry, I know that you have to leave, in a bit because you have a class. That's correct?
That is true.
What class is it?
That would be Tolkien and Film, taught by Chris Vaccaro, if he's listening, shout out.
Is that your favorite class? What is your favorite class?
That's a tough one. I should clarify to the listeners that this Tolkien class is a bit outside of my comfort zone. I'm more of a STEM-oriented person. So it's fun to try something new. I've definitely been enjoying it, but in terms of favorite class, I would probably say... Gosh, that's a thinker. I am taking pharmacology and therapeutics right now, and that has been super interesting. So I'd probably say that one.
That sounds really fun. That sounds really fun, Harry. I'm glad that you're taking some classes that you're enjoying. Your Tolkien class, you've told me about it before. It sounds really interesting. Yeah, I'm just really pumped that you get to do stuff like that. That's really cool. So
thank you.
So I have a question. I didn't see you for a good period of time because it was summer, and yeah. I was back home, and you were doing your thing. So Harry, what are some albums, some songs, some music that you listened to over the summer that brought you a lot of joy that you would like to share with the listeners, and maybe if we feel so inclined, we could put something on for them. Something from your summer that had a big impact on you.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a big Nirvana summer, actually. Nevermind was on rotate pretty much every day. Otherwise, I'm a pretty big Silver Jews fan. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but their album... Oh, shoot, what's it called? I'm going to need to look it up. I'm never good at remembering names. The Natural Bridge, I listen to a lot. How to Rent a Room, I would say, is a good one to throw on. And, of course, Radiohead. If for anybody out there who might or might not know, I was a DJ here at WREV last year. Had this exact time slot, actually. And... basically every week I'd play Radiohead. That was I loved throwing that on there. So Radiohead was on over the summer as well.
You know, it's almost poetic that like we had this lovely transition, like this lovely shift in power from you to me at this time slot.
I agree.
It's, I don't know, it's just really nice knowing that I'm taking the reins from somebody who is just great.
You make me blush.
So how about we listen to that song you mentioned? How to Rent a Room by Silver Jews is coming on right now. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back in a bit. I've got a few more questions for Harry, and then unfortunately he has to hit the road. But we have some good music coming to you after that. Harry has to leave at around 9:30, and between then and 10, I'm going to be doing my usual business, you know, giving him the business. So... be prepared to listen to How to Rent a Room by Silver Jews. I hope you enjoy.
No, I don't really wanna die. I only wanna die in your eyes. I'm still here below the chandelier where they always used to read us our rights. I wanna wander through the night.
Have you ever rented a room? Have you even ever rented a room? Minka let you see the river move, but now that your evil dreams came true, there on your face a row of teeth will come to replace. I know you laughed when I left, but you really only hurt yourself. When you see your curtains move in the wind, you can bet I'm betting against you again. 'Cause I'm a man who has a wife, who has a mother, who married one but she loved another. You're a tower without the bells. You're a negative wishing well. Should've checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. You were always at the dog track with your brother and all his friends. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water drips when you're running for the door in the rain. Read the metro section, read the metro section, read the metro section, see my name. No, I didn't really wanna die, I only wanted to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this.
You just heard How to Rent a Room by Silver Jews. That was a recommendation by our guest star today, Harry Gritch.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I listened to it a lot recently.
Thank you for the rec, Harry. That was really enjoyable. I really liked that song.
Thank you.
I have a few more questions for you that I was hoping you could clear a few things up for the people at
okay.
home.
I'm at bat.
So, Harry and I have a special relationship right now because he is currently my a teaching assistant in one of my classes.
That is true, yes.
Biochemistry 1 is a good class, and Harry is a TA in it, which is really fun. I have it in a little bit today, and I'm excited to attend. Mostly because I know Harry will be in the back watching.
I love watching the back of your head.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah, me too.
So in that class lately, we've been talking about amino acids.
That's true.
Which are very important. And I was curious, what is your favorite amino acid and why?
Favorite amino acid? Probably histidine.
Histidine.
If anybody knows their amino acids, histidine is a fun one. It has an imidazole ring in it, and it's very catalytically important. A lot of people would probably say serine, you know, for its catalysis. You'll be learning about serine proteases soon.
Wow.
But catalytic triads with, you know, histidine as the star player there always fascinate me. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That was really great, Harry. What a wonderful answer. I'm really excited to learn more about that.
I can't wait for you to learn about it, too.
Thank you. I've been on an arginine wave lately.
Arginine's
I really like
nice.
That's the guanidino group, right?
That's right.
I really enjoy that word.
Guanadino?
Yeah, it has a Guanadino group.
Guanadino.
It's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah, I really like that. Thank you, Harry.
Of course.
I have another question for you, and this is entirely unrelated to what we were just talking about.
Okay.
But do you watch a lot of reality TV?
I've been watching a bit of The Bachelorette.
Oh, like the new, like,
yeah,
what, like
the most recent
Bachelorette
season. Yeah.
Do you like it?
I have a complicated relationship with it. My friends watch it, and they invite me to watch it with them, and I basically always agree, but I'm always mad while I'm watching it. But it makes me laugh, so I'll say generally positive.
Generally positive. What's your favorite reality TV show?
Okay. Historically, I don't have that much reality TV experience, but there's the show Below Deck.
Oh.
That I got pretty into in high school.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I ate that show up.
You were watching that a lot?
I was watching that a lot. I was watching Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yes.
And
Sailing Yacht?
Sailing Yacht. That's
Come
what it
on.
Was. Sailing Yacht.
Below Deck Sailing
Below
Yacht.
Below Deck Sailing Yacht. That one took some... I had to get used to that one.
It's different.
It's really different.
They do a lot of sailing in that one.
Yeah. And it's a big deal always.
It is. They're always like, oh my
god. Most of the time
they
don't have the sail, you know, unfolded. And then when they do, they always complain about it.
Yeah, it's always like a... They always make a huge deal out of it.
Yeah.
And in the other ones, you never really... They don't talk a lot about the boat, about what's
going
on. Like, they're
much.
Just driving the boat around.
Yeah.
But sailing yacht, they're like, oh my god, the boat.
And
the
it
sail.
Tilts really hard.
Oh, yeah, it keels.
It keels. That's the word. Thank
Keeling.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that one's good. My mom really likes Below Deck. And so sometimes it'll be on in the living room when I'm back home, and I'll pop in every once in a while, and there's always some crazy drama. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could be on a sailing yacht.
It's kind
yacht
of
like
a
that.
Lot. It's intense. They don't sleep that much.
Yeah, and it'd be tough just being with the same people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you get the charter guests, but like, you're dealing with a lot of the same crew for a long period of time.
Oh, for sure.
And there's so much drama.
There's so much drama. How do they pick these people?
I don't know. They always find the most wild people. But I would love to book the Below Deck sailing yacht with you, Harry.
Really?
That would be really
fun,
wouldn't
it? Just the two of us?
Well, sure. I didn't have any particular idea whether it'd be just the two of us or if we could have some sort of larger group. But
you know what we should have?
Hmm.
An entourage.
An entourage.
We should get one of those.
How do you, like, what makes up an entourage?
I would say most important thing is just followers, you know? Not social media. Like, they follow you in real life. Just around.
I have a lot of followers on social media. Do you think I could get them to follow me in real life?
There's definitely a pipeline.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
That's how they do it these days, at least.
That's how they do it? Do you think I need to start live streaming more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Okay.
That's the hustle.
That's the hustle?
That's the hustle. Not for money, for followers.
Not for money, but for followers. Okay. So once you have an adequate group of followers, that's your entourage, and they just, like, follow you around, and you just, like, mob things?
Yeah.
You know?
Have you seen Liv and Maddie, the Disney Channel
yeah,
original?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
You remember the kid with... Is his name Artie? The kid with the orange curly hair?
I think his name was Artie.
And he has the minions?
I don't remember that, but that's very interesting.
Well, that was the crucial detail.
I'll have to give that a Google at some point and get back to you. Because
sure.
I think it would be really great if we could have an entourage and we could go on the Below Deck sailing yacht. Mostly just to start drama amongst the crew and to be on television.
I would love both of those things.
And then we could come back and talk about it more on the pod.
It's all for the content.
It's all for the content, guys. we're going to go ahead and play some more music now. Harry, do you think it's time for you to sign off? I mean, do you have to go?
This might be it.
One more question then.
Okay.
Do you have something you would like to leave the people with as like a take-home message from what we've talked about today?
Oh, of what we've talked about. Know what's important to you. You know, don't let other people tell you what's important. Decide it for yourself. And then find those traits in your entourage.
That's beautiful. I'm really glad that you mentioned that, Harry.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that the people appreciated it.
I'm very happy to be here.
Wait, 1 second. I have one last thing for you.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't think I'm going to be able to find... I am going to be able to find it. I'm looking for... Here, 1 sec, Harry. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much for coming on, Harry. It's been a real pleasure. I hope you really like these applause noises.
I don't even know how to respond. Oh, my heart is so full.
One day, this will be the sound of your entourage.
I hope so.
Thank you so much for coming on, Harry. We're going to be listening to Adani by Seema Cunningham, coming to you live from WRUV FM Burlington. I hope you enjoy.
I just want to put it out into the universe that you are missed so much. The feel of your sweaty palms and your funny take on songs. I really miss your touch. But love is in the nuances we know, and it's easy to imagine we're alone. I'll forgive your mother missing headstone. How she could have known she had a good son, but you made that call without us all. Thank you.
Good morning. Maybe the sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. Try to understand. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Maybe you just need some time alone. I will try to understand everything has its plan. But either way, I'm gonna stay. So afraid. I will understand. Everything has its plan. either way.
You just heard Either Way by Wilco. Just before that was Good Morning, in parentheses, Red, by Caroline. And then at the top of that set was Adonai by Seema Cunningham. I hope you enjoyed. I really like those three songs. That second song, Good Morning, Red, by Caroline, I really like. I really like the length of it. I love the ending of that song. I just think it's really great. I listened to that. I found that on a radio show from another nearby college. Somebody played it on the St. Michael's radio station, and I just really liked it. So I figured I would include it here. And then Either Way by Wilco is just one of my favorite songs of theirs. Just incredible. I have three more songs for you guys today. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to start out with Broken Finger Blues by Richard Swift. I hope you guys enjoy this song.
Oh, distance grows the heart, but I know sometimes we just drift apart. Everybody's walking in twos, leaving Noah's Ark. It's Sunday at the water park.
Dream brother, with your tears scattered round the
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It occurs between 9 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. You just heard Dream Brother by Jeff Buckley. Just before that was You Don't Know the Shape I'm In by MJ Lenderman. And then at the top of that trio there was Broken Finger Blues by Richard Swift. I really like all three of those songs. That middle song, You Don't Know the Shape I'm In, is a new track. I highly recommend listening to the rest of that album by MJ Lenderman, Manning Fireworks. It's really good. That's going to be it for me today. I'm sorry that there wasn't as much music as there normally is, but I hope you guys enjoyed me having Harry on this show, talking with him for a little bit. He's one of my really good friends, and I was really glad that he was able to come here today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and feel free to listen in next week, Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., for more music like this. Have a good week. I'll see you next time.
My heart went with her when I let her go. Don't let anybody see deep within the soul of me, or they'll see that something there is not quite right. Tonight, spotlight. Spotlight. That's way too much. Let there be upon the air a tender touch. Let your magic velvet hue bathe me in a gentle blue, softly so there's not a single tear inside. Tonight, spotlight.
Turn that up a little bit higher. Good morning, Burlington. It is currently 10 a.m., so that means it's time for The Nest with me, DJ Osprey.